I think there were some early failures, some real problems with some of the hospitals and schools and education buildings, which have turned out to be expensive. But I think we've learned from that. And for instance, we are building a new arena, entertainment arena. I think you have a plan for a new arena. Like a zenith, but not a zenith.
We are launching a new project on the other side of the river.
Well,
it's an arena too.
Yeah. Mm. We are funding that, but it's a challenge to fund it. But the only way I can fund it, so half of the funding, say, it's a bit less than half the funding. Half the funding comes from the rent that will come from a private operator. No. So it is a private-public partnership, but we keep the long-term control.
So without the arena, you're missing
out.
There are so many similarities.
You have to attract them in order.
There are so many similarities. And we are planning to start the building of the arena at the end of 2015, beginning of 2016, to complete it during 2017, which I think is for a 12,000-capacity arena. So we are considered to be the last city in the UK without some facility of that sort. Have you ever been to Bristol?
Yes, as a student.
Oh, really?
50 years ago.
Well, no. Next year, we are European Green Capital.
Oh, yeah.
Like Norm
I know
was
that.
Last
Congratulations.
Year. And we would love you to come. So I know that you may have a very busy year next year. Yes. Well, every year for a...
I'll find a moment to go to Bristol.
But we can. If you could, it would be wonderful. Mm. And I think you will see a lot of similarities in terms of our challenges now that you had 15 years ago. We have big regeneration project around the station area, which is a major regeneration, which is maybe similar to some of your old docks regeneration up the river.
We'll have also regeneration around the station in Bordeaux because the high-speed train will arrive in Bordeaux in 2017. And so we are preparing a new neighborhoods around the station and a new station. I think it will be a very important incentive.
Well, I will certainly come next time. Next time, if it's beyond 2017, I will come by train because I love to come by train. And we are getting a faster connection with London from 2017 as well. Electrification. It won't.
How long will it take from Bristol to London?
It'll be 1 hour. 20 minutes.
20 minutes. 1 hour and 20 minutes.
1 hour and 20 minutes instead of 1 hour and 40.
Bordeaux and Paris, 2 hours, and then we change
that's
completely.
Tremendous. I've only been mayor for less than 2 years. You've been mayor for 19 years. I don't think there is a better job in the world. What drives you? What do you find? Do you agree with me that it is one of the best jobs in the world, but also one of the most challenging?
Absolutely, it's one of the most exciting. Job I never exercised. I was minister, prime minister, and I love my job of mayor for two reasons. The first is that we are very close to their fellow citizens. When I am in my city, I meet many, many people, and I talk with them with very concrete issues, housing, job, cleanliness of the city, security, and so on. So we are not cut from the reality. And that's why the mayors in France are less unpopular than other politicians, because people are close to them.
Absolutely.
And the second good thing in this job is that you are not only a talker, you are a maker.
Absolutely.
You do things. Yeah. That's very important. When you decide to do a bridge, you do the bridge. It takes a long time. 15 years for this bridge. That's why you have to be re-elected many times.
I have no ambition to be re-elected beyond 2020, but because I think you can't turn a city around in 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Urban planning is a long job.
But I think what you're saying is what drives me also is making things happen.